A few years ago, you may recall, there was a civet coffee craze involving coffee beans and the digestive tract of small animals. Well, that high-end, or we might say rear-end coffee, came from Indonesia and sold for ridiculous amounts of money. Well, now a Canadian entrepreneur has supersized that idea. He is feeding coffee beans to elephants in a part of Thailand known as the Golden Triangle. And as we hear from reporter Michael Sullivan, he is charging $750 a pound for what comes out.
Enough with the jokes already. Blake Dinkin, the curly-haired Canadian founder of Black Ivory Coffee, has heard them all. Crappuccino, good to the last dropping, brew number two. And Dinkin knows the image of Kopi Luwak, the civet coffee, has taken a hit the last couple of years because of concerns over counterfeiting disease and animal abuse. But he insists both he and Black Ivory Coffee are the real deal.
There's easier ways to make money. And I wouldn't spend 10 years and put my life savings on this if I didn't think it's for real or I thought it was just going to be an overnight gag.
So what makes elephants better than civets? Well, they're cuter than weasels, for one thing. Wait, that's not it.
Elephants are herbivores. They eat a lot of grass and a lot of green leafy matter. A herbivore, to break that down, utilizes fermentation to break down that cellulose. And fermentation is great for things like wine or beer or coffee because it brings out the sugar in the bean and it helps impart the fruit from the coffee pulp into the bean.
And that, Dinkin says, is what makes his coffee unique.
I want people to taste the bean, not just the roast. The aroma is floral and chocolate. The taste is chocolate malt with a bit of cherry. There's no bitterness, and it's very soft, like tea. So it's kind of like a cross between coffee and tea.
And how does it get so soft? Well, that's where the elephants come in. The coffee beans are mixed into a mash, then fed to the elephants, who hoover it up in a heartbeat. And anywhere from 1 to 3 days later... Of course, there's more to it than that. The ripe beans, for example, in this case, Arabica, which Dinkin gets from hill tribes near the border with Myanmar. A lot of beans. It takes about 30 pounds to make just 1 pound of Black Ivory coffee. And then, of course, you need the elephants. So what would your reaction be if some guy cold called you and said he wanted to use your elephants as slow cookers?
Well, does it harm the elephants? How can you prove it doesn't harm the elephants? And come along, let's try them.
That's John Roberts, the director of the Golden Triangle Asian Elephant Foundation, and his bottom line is simple. If it doesn't hurt the elephants, and if their mahouts can make some extra money doing it, he's in. Because if the human handlers are happy, they're more likely to keep their elephants here instead of busking for money on the streets of Bangkok, or worse. Plus, Dinkin kicks back 8% of each sale to the foundation. Everybody wins. Though there was some concern in the beginning about, you guessed it, over-caffeination.
As long as we could prove that there was no caffeine or anything else harmful leaking out, then it was worth trying at least. It's not necessarily elephants getting buzzed that I'm too worried about. It's elephants missing their caffeine fix and having headaches and being bad-tempered.
Potentially that's a lot more dangerous than you and I not getting our caffeine fix.
It's very dangerous. The last thing you want is a cranky elephant.
So what does brew number two taste like? I bought a serving, 5 or 6 espresso cups, for about $70 and sat on the terrace of the 5-star Anantara Golden Triangle Hotel to watch Dinkin prepare the experience. First the grinding, then the brewing, and then, after it cools a bit, the tasting.
It's a bit nutty. Oh.
Gratuitous Austin Powers reference aside, it is a little nutty, and I go inside to pimp a few cups to hotel guests, and as luck would have it, the first one I meet is a Finn, and the Finns drink more coffee per capita than anyone in the world, which made Juha Hiekamaki a perfect taster.
Yes, that's actually very interesting, because usually I use sugar with coffee, but this is quite gentle taste, and yeah, I quite like that.
And it gets better, because his wife, Claire, is a Brit, and she doesn't even drink coffee. Her verdict?
It's sort of fruity. Well, no, it's, well, okay, it's raisiny to me. I normally describe drinking coffee as a bit like drinking puddle water. It hasn't got that horrible muddy water flavour afterwards, which is really nice. I really like it.
Don't expect black ivory in a Starbucks near you. Dinkin is selling an experience limited for now to 5-star hotels and restaurants in Asia and the Middle East, and one teeny tiny store in Comfort, Texas, where the profits go to elephant conservation.
I'm not looking to produce a lot of this. I just want to keep it as a small niche business. I get to work with people I really enjoy being with. I can make a decent living from it, and everyone's happy. That's what I want.
Make mine a double shot. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in the Golden Triangle.